You maintain a menu of a half dozen experiences on your digital blackboard. But Vision Quest is the one the tourists choose the most. That certainly makes your workday easy. All a Vision Quest requires is a dash of mystical shaman, a spirit animal, wolf, usually, but birds of prey are on the upswing this year, and the approximation of a peyote experience. Tourists always come out of the experience feeling spiritually transformed. You've never actually tried peyote, but you did smoke your share of weed during that 1 year at Arizona State. And who's going to call you on the difference? It's all 101 stuff, really, these quests. But no other Indian working at Sedona Sweats can do it better. Your sales numbers are tops. Your wife, Teresa, doesn't approve of the gig. Oh, she likes you working, especially after that dismal stretch of unemployment the year before last when she almost left you. But she thinks the job itself is demeaning. "Our last name's not True Blood," she complains when you tell her about your nom de rêve. "Nobody wants to buy a Vision Quest from a Jesse Turnblatt," you explain. "I need to sound more Indian." "You are Indian," she says. "Turnblatt's Indian sounding enough because you're already Indian." "We're not the right kind of Indian," you counter. "I mean, we're Catholic, for Christ's sake." What Teresa doesn't understand is that tourists don't want a real Indian experience. They want what they see in the movies. And who can blame them? Movie Indians are terrific. So you watch the same movies the tourists do until John Dunbar becomes your spirit animal and stands with fists your best girl. You memorize Johnny Depp's lines from The Lone Ranger and hang a picture of Iron Eyes Cody in your work locker. For a while, you are really into Dustin Hoffman's Little Big Man. It's Little Big Man that does you in. For a week in June, you convince your boss to offer a Custer's Last Stand special, thinking there might be a tourist or two who want to live out a crazy horse experience. You even memorize some quotes attributed to the venerable Sioux chief that you find on the internet. You plan to make it real, authentic. But you don't get a single taker. Your numbers nosedive. Management in Phoenix notices, and boss drops it from the blackboard by 4th of July weekend. He yells at you to stop screwing around, accuses you of trying to be an artiste or whatnot. "Tourists don't come to Sedona Sweats to live out a goddamn battle," boss says in the break room over lunch one day. "Especially if the white guy loses. They come here to find themselves." Boss waves his hand in the air in an approximation of something vaguely prayer-like. "It's a spiritual experience we're offering. Top quality. The fucking best." Daran, your Navajo co-worker with a pretty smile and the perfect teeth, snorts loudly. She takes a bite of her sandwich, mutton by the looks of it. Her jaw works, her sharp teeth flash white. She waits until she's finished chewing to say, "Nothing spiritual about squaw fantasy." Squaw fantasy is boss's latest idea, his way to get the numbers up and impress management. Daran and a few others have complained about the use of the ugly slur, the inclusion of a sexual fantasy as an experience at all. But boss is unmoved, especially when the first week's numbers roll in. Biggest seller yet.